Hello and welcome to another edition of TAA's Hints from HR. My name is Billy Griffin and I will be hosting today, and I'm with We Do Trash. Today we've got a great panel. I would like to introduce one of my cohorts here, Nicole Block. She's the director of Brookville Properties. Hello, Nicole.
Hello. Hello.
And also from TAA, the Texas Apartment Association, Becca Ramadi, who is the vice president of the Texas Education Foundation. Hello, Becca.
Hello.
We are pleased to have Deldrick Como here with us, who is a senior manager talent acquisition for the Morgan Group. Deldrick, welcome to this panel, and we look forward to hearing a little bit about you.
Hello, Billy. Hello, everyone.
To tell us a little bit about you and kind of how you got in the apartment industry and kind of what you're doing.
Absolutely. Well, I joined the multifamily industry more than 10 years ago, actually, as a leasing consultant without any previous experience. My professional background before joining the multifamily industry was mostly in hospitality and cheerleading. But once I joined Allen Harrison Company as a leasing consultant, I fell in love with leasing. They actually awarded me the prestigious honor of being their leasing consultant of the year back in 2014. That prompted me to further my education on how the leasing role was. And so I completed the leasing 101 course at HAA. Then went on to complete my NAOP designation and achieve that. Also obtained my Texas real estate license as well. So once I had mastered leasing, then I got promoted up to the assistant community manager role, and then eventually was promoted up to the corporate level role, where I was put in a position where I focused mostly on support and training of leasing consultants and assistant community managers, which I thought was a lot of fun. And, you know, discovering more about HR and training, that's when I discovered what recruiting was and fell in love with recruiting. Agency recruiting allowed me to go back to school full time and finish my bachelor's degree from the University of Houston downtown. That's when I joined the Liberty Group in 2017 after I graduated, and I gained the absolute best training on how to become a successful recruiter. Huge shout out to Ken Bohan and to Rick McCain. Wonderful mentors, great men to work for. I enjoyed agency recruiting, but a corporate recruiting opportunity at Morgan presented itself. And I had always heard great things about the company, about Morgan, since I joined the industry. And it's been more than 2 years now that I've been with Morgan, and I am absolutely loving it. There is no other company I ever want to work for. We are so collaborative, and that makes it fun and exciting to go to work each day. I really don't even like to call what I do work because it doesn't feel like it. I just am that happy and that fulfilled. And, you know, that is something that I always wanted for myself. And as long as you trust in God, it will present itself. And here I am. Morgan has their top key value is their commitment to people. And it's absolutely true in how they treat their team members and their residents. So been with the company for 2 years now. I met Becca last year and have been following TAAEF ever since. And so just want to thank you all for having me today as a guest.
Yeah, people are excited, especially, you know, the story like you've got that started from the beginning and kind of worked through all these different channels and chains. So you've been around a lot of different personality types and a lot of different folks. So we're going to kind of spend the day talking a little bit about using a culture index survey. I think you've got a little bit of not just passion there, but also some experience working with it. So why don't you tell us a little bit about kind of how Morgan Group is using the Culture Index survey in their hiring process?
Absolutely. So Morgan is using the Culture Index survey to enhance our key hiring decisions. Our official implementation of Culture Index will begin next year in 2024. Right now, we're currently in a soft rollout phase to discover how much bandwidth will actually be required to disseminate the survey to all departments. And also, this is our time to, you know, fine tune any kinks that we may discover in the process. Culture Index is an innovative tool designed to gauge and enhance the collective ethos of Morgan. We began using the Culture Index survey 1 year ago and now require all of our new hires, corporate and construction new hires, to complete this item in our pre-phase of our recruiting process. We've developed a mission statement for using the survey. The Culture Index survey helps in identifying individual behavioral traits and work preferences, which will allow Morgan to make better hiring decisions, learn to work more cohesively as a team, and assist team members in talent development. Now, the Culture Index survey is unique in its focus on work-related behaviors and cultural fit within an organization. While other assessments primarily generally gauge a person's personality traits, Myers-Briggs is one of them that categorizes individuals into 16 personality types, whereas other assessments, including the Culture Index survey, assess a range of traits or dimensions. You've got the Big Five model, DISC, and other assessments that offer more broader and more detailed personality traits compared to the Culture Index survey, which focuses specifically on workplace attributes. Currently, we have 21 team members at Morgan that have completed the Culture Index certification. This is a 16-hour course over the span of 2 days that's given by the Culture Index executive advisor that your company is assigned to. Additionally, of those 21, we have about half of those Morgan certified analysts that we've enrolled and had them participate in, they call it an advanced workshop. And during that advanced workshop, it's very interactive. The Morgan certified analysts were able to explore, you know, the really immense potential of the Culture Index survey and delve a lot more into its practical applications for talent management and team development. Our executive advisor was able to provide greater insights to the various work-related behaviors and the traits. And then each month, our executive advisor offers at least one or two group Zoom analyst calls for certified analysts so that we can all get together. And it's not just the Morgan certified analysts, it's companies throughout all types of industries. And so we're able to kind of get on a Zoom call and collaborate. And we discuss a few situations, such as, you know, we can ask any questions we may have about a candidate that we're pursuing about a specific job opening. We can ask questions about any new hires that have recently joined the company. And then we can also ask for recommendations on coaching and counseling of current team members.
It sounds like you guys are doing just an amazing job. You're covering it from the front end to the back end and everything in between. And you talked a little bit about the, you know, Myers-Briggs and the DISC and some of the other ones. And Nicole, I think you got some experience with these as well, obviously, with some of the companies you've worked for. What's some of your experience? We can change gears a little bit. What are you guys working on, or what are you seeing?
Yeah. And I think kind of taking a step back, as we talk about, you know, the Culture Index, one of the things we want to say is that there's all different types of assessments that are out there. And one of the reasons why we're excited to get some more insight from the Morgan Group is that they are a year in and they have a plan and a rollout. Because one of the challenges that we have with assessments, period, and I think if you look back at your companies, maybe you have this experience, but you know, you maybe have a rollout, or everyone takes the test, or everyone, you know, meets and then nothing's really ever done with it. So I think that we have an opportunity. This is an industry, and this is not something specific to multifamily. But we have an opportunity to actually do something with the assessments. So, you know, similar to what Delder said, there's a bunch of them out there. You know, you got Myers-Briggs, you got the Gallup Strength Finders, you got Predictive Index, you know, the Big Five, like you said, Culture Index, DISC. I mean, you name it, there's probably one, you know, you can throw a rock and hit one. And every one of them has a different flavor. And to, you know, to Deldrick's point, like the Morgan Group leaned in on this one and really believed in that one. And then that's, and he'll talk about how it kind of trickles down. But what I really want to kind of go back and forth with Deldrick on is like that staying power, right? Is it, what are you doing to help build a team dynamic? What are you doing with the assessments during one-on-ones or performance appraisals or goal setting, or just, you know, maybe something departmentally? I know he was kind of alluding to some of those types of things. So definitely have, and I'm passionate. You guys know, we talk about this all the time, but you know, my degree's in psychology. So I'm all about these, just understanding the assessments and bringing a self-awareness. But you know, but for me, what I'm really want to ensure we do better as an industry is what do leaders do with this information? It's one thing to be self-aware, and that's great, and to understand kind of how you're made up, if you will. But as a leadership platform, whether you're a supplier or an operator, you know, when you see what's on your team, you know, how do you leverage that performance, and how do you leverage that to where you have a Deldrick who's coming in saying, I don't even feel like I'm at work. I'm in the right spot. Like I am in the right spot, the right position, the right company. And I think that's an opportunity. So as far as all of us, I think we have lots of experience with assessments, probably. I think that the staying power and the steps that Morgan Group, I know Deldrick will probably talk through, starts from the top up, right?
And top absolutely. Down. Absolutely. Great point, Nicole. Yes, yeah. It's absolutely correct. Our CEO, Philip Morgan, he is absolutely passionate and about the Culture Index survey. And that is so helpful because he has such a great impact on the entire company. So it's starting from the very top and it's, you know, being trickled down to all of the ranks below him. And that is super helpful because Culture Index becomes then a language that the entire company is used. It's not just used among, you know, a certain group of people, you know, it's starting from the top. And that means that our leadership believes in this resource. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's half the battle, right? A lot of times you'll roll out something, but you don't really necessarily have the leadership buy-in. You're able to maybe convince them. But for us, you know, Philip came in and he told us we are going to use Culture Index. And he gave our department, HR and recruiting, the honor of, you know, kind of rolling out the survey to the rest of the company, which is great because as HR and recruiting, we touch every other department in the company. So again, it's not just staying, you know, siloed into one part of the company. It's being dispersed and shared with everybody. So, and you know, you have to think in the dynamic landscape of modern business, success is often determined not only by financial metrics, but also by the intangible yet powerful force of an organizational culture. As the world of multifamily real estate continues to evolve, the imperative to foster a thriving and resonant company culture becomes increasingly evident. So, you know, for us, we use Culture Index and we've determined four ways in how we want to use it. We want to use Culture Index in the pre-hire phase of our recruiting process. We also want to use the Culture Index when we do have a new hire. We want to serve the new team members in a way that we can check in with them after 90 days to make sure that they are happy in their role, that they're thriving. We don't just want them to take the survey before they get hired. We ask them to take it again after 90 days because...
Interesting.
Because once you take the survey a second time, there's two graphs in the survey. The top graph will always remain the same because it's asking you, how do you view yourself? But the bottom graph is... pretty much it's an example of how you see yourself in your role. So two different types of two sets of data. And so what happens is when someone is first hired, you know, they complete the Culture Index survey. In their mind, they're telling us how they view themselves being successful in the role before they even join the company, right? Well, then what we do is after 90 days, we send them the exact same survey. They don't take both parts. Again, they just take that second part so that we can see how much of their perception of the role has changed over the course of 90 days. And again, just through this soft rollout, it's been super helpful because, you know, we've had a new hire recently that thought, you know, hey, I thought I would need to come in and be a little bit more autonomous in the role and not so social. And then we discovered after 90 days, once he took the second part of the survey, you know, he realized that, okay, I don't have to be as autonomous in this role. I'm actually getting the direction I need. And then we also saw that he's becoming a little bit more social because he thought initially, oh, I don't need to be as social in this position. But again, that changed over the course of 90 days. So again, just tracking, you know, how someone evolves with the company. And then a third way that we're using it is we're using it for coaching and counseling. So any situations that come up where, team member needs to be evaluated or a situation needs to be addressed, we're able to go back to the Culture Index survey and discover what is the best way to lead this person? What is the best way to inspire this person? You know, we don't want to just throw them away or get rid of someone. You know, how do we work well with this person? How do we ensure that they continue to be successful with Morgan? And then another way that we use it is we use the Culture Index survey to kind of compare turnover rates. If we're starting to see, you know, the retention is down and the turnover is high within a specific department, we'll use the survey to kind of make sure that everyone understands their role. They understand the people, the team members that they're working with as well, because for me, Culture Index survey has helped me to become a lot way more self-aware because I understand myself a lot more. I have more compassion for myself. I understand why I react to situations the way that I do, right? So if I can learn that about myself, then I can learn the same exact thing about my team members and the people that I'm collaborating with on a daily basis. And so again, not only am I having more compassion and understanding for myself, but for my team members as well. So again, just more harmony throughout the company.
Well, and the consistency, I think. Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Bill.
No, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's the consistency piece that I think we miss. You know, so I love hearing that, you know, that you know, having them retest at 90 days. I think that actually is really brilliant because how many times we get into a job and you think it's something then differently than it was. And that could be something as simple as a trait you need for the job, or maybe again, a feeling or the culture or something might be different than what you initially thought whenever you're applying for the position, because that's an outsider looking in, right? They just think this is a leasing consultant or a director of operations or what, or, you know, a maintenance technician, whatever it might be. So their lens and how they see the world is going to be, you know, in that second piece of that. And the culture index. Now they're in the machine, right? Now they're at Morgan for 90 days and they're getting to experience it. And it's not good or bad. It's just different, right? So I think that's really brilliant to be able to say, you know, here's an opportunity to pivot, because how many times do we lose people during that first 6 months?
So
you
true.
Have that touch point at 90 days. I think that that's really smart for you guys to do that. And then to work it in your coaching and counseling, I would love to know. And maybe it's still part of your planning process, but I would love to know how you coach the leaders. I think that's the opportunity from my perspective, like I mentioned before, is that, you know, you're living it and breathing it and you can speak it in 12 different languages, right? But you're going to bring other leaders into Morgan, right? You're going to hire other leaders. And how are y'all planning to coach and develop them so that they can continue to reinforce that culture index? I don't know if you already have that plan. Sorry.
I mean, I'm thinking of myself as an example to share, because there's someone that was on our HR team, and, you know, I have a cheerleading background. And so anytime she did something well, it didn't matter if it was on a group email or in a meeting, I gave her praise and I said, "You did a great job, you know, keep up the good work." Well, after I consulted with our executive advisor just to see, you know, what is the best way to inspire and lead this person, he told me, he said, "Deldrick, this particular team member does not enjoy being praised in public." Yeah. It kind of puts them on the spot and they don't really enjoy that.
Yeah.
And he knew that because he's the expert in culture index. He understands the nuances in each survey that's completed. And so he was able to kind of coach me as her leader and say, you know, give her the recognition and the praise in a private setting. And once I learned that, behavior changed immediately. It was like overnight. But again, had she not taken the culture index survey and had I not consulted with the executive advisor, I would have continued to go on and, you know, putting this person on the spot when that's not something that they, you know,
are comfortable with.
They enjoy it. Exactly.
I know Billy's jumping to change to keep us on our track here, but I just have to say also, it's really great to hear that there's a plan in place for this, not just we want a culture assessment, we want to do the culture index, we want some sort of assessment to help us as a recruiting tool, but there is a plan in place that takes it beyond that and makes it really worth the investment. And so I think anyone considering something like this, no matter what version it is, that's really important, is to think through the plan and how to keep it going, how to make it so it's not one and done, like we've mentioned. And that's really what's impressive to me, is that there is thought put into it beyond the easy first steps, but how do you keep this going longer?
And it took time. It took us time to, you know, again, we've been in it this past year. Actually, our first certification class was actually in October of last year. And, you know, we had talks about, you know, let's automatically roll it out. And then we have to stop and pause.
Oh, heck think, you no.
Know, what is the best way to do this? Because, I mean, it's a huge undertaking to roll this type of resource out. And like Nicole said, make sure that it has that staying power.
Well, we only get one shot, right? I mean, that's what I'm saying. Too many, we roll out too many things too quickly. And I mean, I'm talking everything from technology to whatever, right? So we need to be intentional. And whenever you said I'm in year one and in year two, this is the plan. I was like, because that's how you're going to get that staying power. Because too many times you do a 30-day rollout with leadership, and then you're right behind it doing it to all the sites, and you haven't even gotten feedback on what's working and what's not. And then you're building the airplane as you're flying, you know. And so that's what we do. And I'm just so encouraged. Sorry, Billy. I know you're all like,
no, that's okay. I'm all over the board. I'm like, y'all, I hear a thought. We talked about self-awareness. We talked about sustainability. We've talked about so many great things. I'm going to go back. Deldrick, you guys were so lucky, blessed, pick the word, to have a leadership team that bought into it and said, this is what we're going to do. But you've also been doing it for years. So you probably have experienced maybe some pitfalls or some things that some obstacles or some things where you're like, wow, we went at this. And the fact that you're looking back and you're taking more tests and you're kind of fixing things as you go along. Can you elaborate on any you know, pitfalls, frustrations, things that you've kind of come across and kind of share with the group?
I will say one of the challenges that we do face is people think that this is just another assessment. They don't take it seriously, and they don't believe that it has any validity. However, I can tell you that I have taken it more than once under a different name, using a different email address, and the survey results were the exact same. Exact same. We also have some other people that have tried to take it, you know, under different aliases. Again, same results, different email addresses. You can try to trick it as much as you can, but it's pretty spot on. And I mean, so again, that's one of the challenges. It's just, you know, getting someone to truly buy into it and believe in its validity. Because again, there are so many other assessments out there that they have taken before and that they thought was going to be rolled out. And so what makes Culture Index any different is what they're thinking. And so, you know, just making sure that they see that we have an SOP in place. We do have a plan for it, you know, so that they understand that how key it is to our hiring decisions. And so that's, I would say that's one of the greatest challenges that we've faced. And also, you know, just rolling it out, you know, again, because we want to initially, we want to roll it out to all departments, but right now we've only done corporate and construction. But the plan is to eventually roll it out to throughout all of property management as well. So, you know, we'll eventually be sending the survey results to maintenance team members. We've kind of dabbled in leasing a little bit, which is great. We've actually been using it to send the Culture Index survey to green leasing applicants, because we've identified certain behavior patterns that we're seeking in a leasing consultant. And if someone doesn't have the leasing experience, but they match their survey results, match that profile that we're looking for, that's an indicator that this person could be very successful in the leasing role. And that has opened up our talent pool a lot more, because no longer are we confining it to, okay, this person must have leasing experience. Okay, no, I mean, I didn't have any experience. And so let's pay it forward. Let's give others a chance. Because we all know on this call how high the turnover is in that role on site. So again, just that's another way that we're using it.
We talked a little bit about self-aware too. And Nicole, before we got on the call, you were talking about people going, I'm self-aware. Okay, I'm moving on. And I love these things because they allow you to learn how to talk to people that maybe don't think the same way that I think, because I'm a let's go, let's make it happen. I'm a rah-rah, let's, you know, and there are other people, to your point earlier, they don't do that. They actually have a list, and they go off the list and they check things. So Nicole, let's talk about, you know, why are we afraid of being self-aware? What's people's issue of being self-aware and wanting to not do these things?
How much time do you have, Billy? No, you know, I think that when we talk about, you know, we talked about this in our coaching episodes, we talked about this in our culture episodes. I think everyone has a different reason, you know, and some of it could go back to not having someone that they trust that is feeding, you know, that they see as guiding them. Because if you trust the person, then you're going to be receptive to feedback, right? And so, and then that's the first step of it. And then you start to become self-aware, right? Self-awareness doesn't happen by itself. You know, a lot of times something has to, kind of that mirror has to be held up, right? So I think that a lot of it is going to it's like nature versus nurture, right? So some of it's going to be your environment, and then some of it's going to be what's innate, you know, kind of inside of you. But I think that it just takes, you know, again, that receptiveness, like Deldrick was talking about. It's like, you know, are you receptive to hearing feedback? And if you are, awesome, I'd love to share it with you. And then it creates that reciprocity. So then I'm going to be able to share feedback with you. And then you'll find that the person that is the go, go, go can sit right down next to the person that is not go, go, go. And is like right here. And then only works off a list. And, you know, but I think that it's being able to find the common ground and being able to, you know, again, the goal is X, and how do you fit into the picture? And I think that's where the leaders have so much opportunity with these assessments, is that, you know, they need to see the picture, right? And then build that trust to have those coaching conversations like Deldrick was talking about, and coach appropriately, right? I mean, Deldrick meant well, right? He's like, yes, 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 because he's coaching that associate how he wants to be coached, like, or potentially, right?
You're right.
And she's like this, don't look at me. You know, I have one son just like that, and I have one son just like Deldrick. So, you know, it's kind of going back and forth of learning the differences.
Everyone is so unique. Everyone's so special. But that doesn't mean that we all can't work together. And it's just the understanding of each other, you know, that's how we get to that point. And that's why we have really just enjoyed Culture Index Survey. Each time something, you know, comes up where it proves it how effective it is, I say to myself, man, I love Culture Index, because I mean, you know, there's just example after example that I could give you of how effective it is. But as Nicole said, you know, your leaders have to buy into it.
Yeah.
They have to be a champion of whichever assessment you choose, whether it's Culture Index or anything else. It's your leaders. It's got to start with your leadership. And so again, that's something that we were able to do right off the bat.
We talked earlier too about being able to sustain it. I'm going to just a side little story here. Our church, I got a new church that they just started out. And what they've learned from other churches is that so many people, a small group, get involved and they get burnt out really quickly because they start doing so many different things, including things that they're not good at. Like, somebody's like, hey, I'm really good at meeting and greeting people, but I'm not good at going over and doing these things. And what they're trying to do is make people not get burnout early on, so they're able to go to church and do what they enjoy. So I was really interested in that. But we continue to say sustainability. How do we do this to continue to sustain it? And Deldrick, I think that you guys are on the right track by doing 30-day, you know, follow-up questions or 90-day follow-up questions, and then have a 2-year plan. Is there anything else that I'm just going to put out there to the whole group before we tie this up? Because I think we're getting to a point where we need to wrap it up. But is there anything you want to add on? We've all been at companies where we've done this once and then it just disappears and kind of fades off, and we're not able to follow through. So I'm looking for some continued ideas on ways to see that this it continues at other companies.
One question from Austin, by the way, I wanted to share. You know, Nicole was talking about self-awareness and all that stuff. You do share the results with the candidates or the new hires?
Absolutely. Okay,
that was our question. Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. It'd be really hard to be self-aware if you're not even aware.
That's very true. Very true. Yeah,
just like today, you know, it helps me to present myself in a way where others can understand me. And so that's why before today's call, I shared with you my survey results, because I feel like that gave you guys a greater insight to me versus hopping on the call and not really understanding, you know, what's the best way to inspire Deldrick or to lead him. You know, now you guys you kind of already know me.
So we're happy to, and thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, on behalf of everybody here, Deldrick, I want to thank you for giving us your insight. This has been a great half hour of just learning the Culture Index.
Thank you all.
As always, Nicole, we love, you know, your input. Becca, thank you for kind of helping keep us online. So I'm going to say until next time, thank you from Tense from HR. Everybody have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.